I would like you to meet today a French philosopher whose name is Jacques Derrida. Derrida was terribly influential in the United States, even more in the United States than in France itself. He died in 2004, but his philosophy, his writings sparked a cultural war in American academia in the 1980s and into the 1990s. Derrida is a philosopher who is a contemporary of Foucault, but philosophically we can say that he comes on the heels of Foucault's structuralism. As you remember, Foucault, in The Order of Things of 1966, dismissed the concept of the human being as being historically circumscribed, as having appeared sometimes at the end of the 18th century, beginning of the 19th century, and that concept of the human being, said Foucault in the 1960s, was not useful anymore. Derrida would certainly agree with this conception, but he would disagree with the second part of Foucault's statement. As you remember, Foucault said, well, there is no such a thing as a human being. In general, there are only individuals floating on the surface of big systems of organization. And for Foucault, the meaning of reality was to be searched, was to be found in those big systems, big structures of reality. Those structures, and that's where the name structuralism is coming from, those structures are composed of some parts, and those parts have functions, and the functioning of the structures altogether, well, it gives a certain meaning to reality. Well, this is the aspect of Foucault's thinking that Derrida would probably not be very happy about. What Derrida proposes is an intellectual method called deconstruction. What he does is to take Foucault's systems, Foucault's structures, and Derrida looks for failures in functioning of the structures, for gaps in the organization of those big systems. Why does he do that? Well, because Derrida is looking for something that presupposes the structures that Foucault was very interested in. Derrida looks for some kind of hidden assumptions of those structures, maybe hidden organizations that manifest themselves in the dysfunctioning of Foucault's structures. The problem is that this deconstruction, this move to dismantle Foucault's structures has no ending, because once Derrida finds a hidden assumption below the Foucault's system, then he goes on and searches for yet another layer of organization that serves as an assumption to this structure, or this meaning that this form that he has unearthed, and that he found out, and so on and so forth. Which means that meaning is always, for Derrida, evasive. The deconstruction will never result in finding a final truth, a final rational meaning. The construction will be a never-ending movement of dismantling signifying organizations, dismantling systems of that compose our reality in search of their assumptions. And that's what was extremely disliked and extremely contested by many, many of Derrida contemporaries, many philosophers of his time. What I propose you to look at as an introduction to Derrida is the beginning of a debate that Derrida was invited to at Oxford University in 1992. And the debate, this conference, was organized by Amnesty International. So Derrida was facing the question, how can we entertain this, can we use deconstruction as a philosophical method and apply it to the human being, as especially to the human subject, and at the same time, how can we still keep intact the notion of human rights? How can we pursue the defense of human rights, a goal, a political goal, and a social goal, to which, of course, Amnesty International was extremely, extremely linked, and that was the goal of the organization. So take a moment, 10 minutes, and look at Derrida's reply to this question, and complete the exercise below.